it wasn't a pleasant watch, but Aberdeen secured their passage into the fourth round of the Scottish Cup on Saturday against League One stragglers Dumbarton. Hello and welcome to the AFC Donscast on Tuesday the 6th of April. It's Graham here with your weekly Dons news update from a snowy Highlands. Dumbarton defended throughout the game and the Dons registered 26 shots at goal, but only came away with one in the back of the net late into the second half, our second goal in 11 matches. On loan, St Johnstone striker Callum Hendry saved our blushes, firing the ball past Sam Ramsbottom in the Dumbarton goal. Johnny Hayes had an effort blocked and volleyed over. Lewis Ferguson's header was superbly saved by Ramsbottom, while Andy Constantine had an attempt deflected wide by Nat Wedderburn. But arguably, it was Dumbarton who had the clearer chances, the best of them falling to half-time sub Robin Omar, who surged through on goal only to be denied by Joe Lewis. The highlight from the game from an Aberdeen perspective was 17-year-old Calvin Ramsey registering a top-notch performance before going off with an injury after the hour mark. The final score, Dumbarton 0, Aberdeen 1.
Oh, I dare say you're a relieved man as much as a happy man.
I think relief's initially the overriding factor, but when the dust settles and we look at the game back, I think there's a early realisation that we dominated the game. I think it's 83% possession, 26 shots or something. So that suggests a dominance within the game. Granted, we only get the one goal, but in cup football, the one goal is enough to get you in the next round. And the position we've been in recent weeks, it's important that we got that.
We had a very good spell in the middle of the first half where it seemed that Sam Ramsbottom was going to just stop everything that was thrown at him, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he was excellent early on. Ethan Rossi makes a great save. Fergie's save is incredible for the corner. I'm not sure what happens with Andy's chance, if it was him or a block.
It was Nat Wedderburn's block.
Was it? Yep. So, I mean, they defended resolutely. They carried a threat as well with that long ball and at times a counter-attack when we were probably pushing bodies forward, and it was a wee bit more precarious than probably we would have liked it to have been. But it is about getting in the next round. I know that's a bit cliched, and that was the main aim today.
Many congratulations, a winning goal in the Scottish Cup. We had to wait a long time, but I don't think anybody could deny that Aberdeen were the better side.
No, it was important we got the win, however we got it. And I seen in the first, when I was watching in the first half, like, keeper was pulling out some worldy saves for Dumbarton, so the main thing was getting through to the next round.
When the goal came, it was a nice finish, left foot.
Didn't know I could do that, my left foot, to be fair. I'm delighted. We've been working on finishing all week after the session, so it's important to come on and make a difference and hit the target if I did get a chance, so I'm delighted to score.
It is important, isn't it, to be in the draw for the next round, and who knows, with the luck of the draw, we could be looking ahead to something special.
Yes,
come the end of May.
Absolutely, it's a Scottish Cup, it's massive, it's definitely not out of our reach. If we've got a massive chance of winning, so and if we keep playing like we are playing, I know it was only one goal today, but the boys actually played well. It was they did frustrate us, but the main thing is getting through to the next round, and Scottish Cup, anything can happen.
Well done today.
Thank you. Cheers.
Oi mate, there's you.
I believe it is.
Wicked. You coaching football, you are a legend for doing something so stupid. I mean, it's mental. They're gonna murder you.
This is a bit of news from the other side of the Atlantic. AFC Richmond announced the hiring of their new manager, American football coach Ted Lasso.
You're an American who's now in charge of a football club despite possessing very little knowledge of the game.
Oh! I know that AFC Richmond is going to give you everything they got, win or lose.
Or tie.
Right, y'all do ties here.
Did you see that?
He must be from England, yeah.
Wales. Is that another country?
Yes and no.
How many countries are in this country?
Four.
Like it or not, Richmond are changing the way we do things. And from now on, that way is the Lasso way.
Hey, look, this car's got an invisible steering wheel.
What you're doing is irresponsible. This club actually means something to this town.
You don't think I see that every day out there on the streets?
Are you kidding me?
I think that's what it's all about, embracing change.
Same thing!
Being brave.
Your decision to bench Jamie was a masterstroke.
I don't think we're allowed to talk like that at work anymore. You got no fear of the
underdog. For me, success is not about the wins and losses. It's about helping these young fellas be the best versions of themselves on and off the field.
I always figured that tea was just going to taste like hot brown water. And you know what? I was right. Yeah, it's horrible. No, thank you.
Welcome to England.
You can watch the full series of Ted Lasso on Apple TV Plus. Okay, let's catch up with the rest of the matches from the Scottish Cup weekend. And Carly Thistle were the first side to secure their place in the next round of the Scottish Cup during an action-packed weekend of third-round action. Carly Thistle began the weekend with a shock result in the Highland Derby on Friday night. The Championship side came from behind to comfortably sweep aside Premiership strugglers Ross County 3-1. In the other games on Saturday, an early goal at Somerset Park sent Clyde on their way, and Ayr United failed to mount a comeback, meaning David Hopkins' side exit the competition. Brora Rangers started strongly against Stranraer, and with the game poised at 1-1 after 90 minutes, the match entered extra time where the visitors showed their dominance and edged out Brora 3-1. Partick Thistle were looking like they'd pull off the shock of the round when they took the lead after 25 minutes through Scott Tiffany, but Ian McCall's former star striker Lawrence Shankland came back to haunt him and levelled late on. Nicky Clark then scored the winner in the 91st minute to ensure United progressed. This season's League Cup finalist Livingston went behind earlier on against Raith Rovers, and the high-flying Championship side ensured the match would go the distance. In extra time, however, David Martindale's side were able to notch the winner after 109 minutes. East Fife could count themselves unlucky not to defeat Morton, as they were 1-0 up going into the dying moments, but a goal just before the final whistle forced the match into extra time. Muirhead was able to score the goal, which ensured Morton's progression. Elsewhere, Premiership sides Kilmarnock, Motherwell and St Johnstone showed their dominance against lower league opposition. St Mirren also swept aside Hamilton Accies 3-0 to secure their place in Sunday's draw. In the last game of the day on Saturday, James Forrest scored on his first Celtic start since September as the Scottish cap holders overcame Falkirk. After 55 minutes of keeping Celtic quiet, Falkirk succumbed when Forrest hit the net with the aid of a deflection. Ryan Christie's low strike quickly doubled the lead before substitute Mohamed Elianoussi sealed the 3-0 victory. And on Sunday evening, Rangers swept aside Cove Rangers with a 4-0 win at Ibrox. Kemar Roofe's double was sandwiched by Jermaine Defoe and Nathan Patterson goals as the hosts opened a 4-0 half-time lead after a tight first quarter.
March 2020. A deadly virus sweeps around the world. Overnight, our lives are put on pause.
Today, the WHO declared a pandemic.
Issuing a stay home, stay safe order.
Directing all of our residents to quite simply stay at home.
But as we stop, remarkable things start to change in the natural world.
With the clear skies, for the first time in a lifetime, we can see the Himalayas.
With beaches closed to humans, these animals were nesting at a more successful rate than we've ever seen.
One vocalizing and then the other. I'd never heard that before.
From the start of lockdown, across five continents, we have recorded a global experiment of epic proportions. That has shown us, if we choose, we can transform the health of the planet. For all.
The Year the Earth Changed will be available on Apple TV Plus from April the 16th. I forgot to mention earlier the Scottish Cup match from Monday night between Queen of the South and Hibs. Hibs came out 3-1 winners of that one. The draws for the fourth and fifth round of the Scottish Cup took place on Sunday. Aberdeen will face Livingston at home on the 18th of April in the fourth round for a 2pm kickoff, which will be shown live on Premier Sports. And if we win that match, we'll face either Forfar or Dundee United at home on the 24th or 25th of April. The full fourth round draw is as follows. On Friday the 16th of April, Forfar Athletic versus Dundee United will be shown live on the BBC Scotland channel at 7:45pm. On Saturday the 17th of April, it's Stranraer versus Hibs will be shown live on BBC One Scotland at 12:15pm. And later that day, Rangers versus Celtic will be shown live at 4pm on Premier Sports. The rest of the fixtures will kick off at 3pm between Motherwell and Morton. St Mirren are at home to Inverness. St Johnston versus Clyde and Kilmarnock are at home to Montrose. And the fifth round draw is Rangers or Celtic will play St Johnston or Clyde. It's Kilmarnock or Montrose versus St Mirren or Inverness. Aberdeen or Livingston will play Forfar or Dundee United. And Stranraer or Hibs will play Motherwell or Morton. Back to Premiership action at the weekend for the league run-in. We face St Johnston at McDermott Park on Saturday for the 3pm kickoff. You'll be able to watch the match on Saints TV. Pay-per-view is £17.50. If you're a Red TV International subscriber, you can watch the match on there. Audio only for Red TV subscribers in the UK and Ireland. And Atlanta United season members can watch via Red TV International from 10am Eastern Daylight Time in the US. Elsewhere in the Premiership on Saturday, it's Celtic versus Livingston. Hamilton are at home to Dundee United. Ross County are away to Kilmarnock and Motherwell versus St Mirren. And on Sunday, the 3pm kickoff between Rangers and Hibs. I'll be back next Tuesday with all the post-match reaction from the St Johnston match. Till then, take it easy and stand free.